This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back. Happy Saturday to you and yours. I hope you have a great weekend. It's a wild card weekend. We're watching, as we speak, Indianapolis and Buffalo. Buffalo, quite a team this year. Good for them. It'll be fun. A lot of football. That means you should be eating. And don't just eat the traditional let's watch football and eat nachos and chicken wings and blah, blah, blah. If you had a copy of The Nutritionist's Kitchen, you could make some really healthy, fun stuff that would fill the square nicely. The book is so cool. The author is my guest today, Carly Knowles. CarlyKnowles.com, and of course, there's links and info at GoodLifeGuy.com to all this stuff. Carly, let's talk about some quick questions here. The first part of the book is pretty handy, and I love that for offering things that you should have in your larder. You know, things that the basics, the things that you need to probably have to cook a lot of these recipes. And your guide to using whole foods as medicine is the whole chapter. And I just think it's so important to have. If you have bad things in your storage cabinet, when you go to make food, it's hard to make high-quality food. What do you find? Well, I love this. This was stolen right off of the questions they sent with your PR thing. What should people eat or not eat? I know that's such a big, broad question, but I like the way you answered that.
Yeah, everyone's different, right? I think one of the biggest misconceptions that we have about health and nutrition is that there's this perfect diet. You know, it's keto or paleo or gluten-free or whatever the newest diet is. And I will say that we know enough about the human body, and we know enough about, you know, different disease states and preventative disease and food, that everyone has a unique set of needs. And it's really important that we look at it like that, because what you need, Guy, is not what I need. What I need is not what she needs, and on and on. So I try really hard to think about that when I wrote this book, and to practice that as I work with patients and friends and family, and share information, just that, you know, this is a great foundational guide, and then we can get specific from here. But just as a great general place to start, I call this book like a 101 guide. It's a great place to walk your way in to the world of health and wellness without the specifics that are into each particular person's diet and lifestyle. You know, it's just this great broad brushstroke of health and wellness.
Well, I like the section on being mindful, and you know, that sounds kind of mystic and almost too all-encompassing, but it is something. Yeah, my wife and I are guilty of sitting in front of the TV with TV trays. You know, probably not the best way to eat. You're watching the TV and you're shoveling it in, eating, watching a football game. And then I always say, Carly, that when I go out to eat at a restaurant, or when that's, you know, coming up, I have the willpower not to go to a restaurant. But when I go to a restaurant, I tend to lose the willpower to order sensibly. And, you know, I just go nuts and eat too much and high-fat foods and things like that that are not really good for you. And I think your whole section on mindfulness, not only for the dinner table, but for when you go out to eat, is worth the cost of the book.
Yeah, thanks, Guy. And you're not alone. That's exactly what happens to me too. I love eating out. Like, I love eating out. I wish so badly COVID wasn't a thing. My husband and I love going on dates and trying new foods. I live in Portland, Oregon. There's like just the most beautiful food here, an incredible restaurant world. And I also do that. When you eat out, the food's so good and rich. And it's just, don't we all miss that? And some delicious wine. I know you're a wine guy. And, you know, so it's not about depriving yourself of that. It's not about eliminating those moments. It's about just, you know, staying in control of yourself, not at the absence of something, but that you are putting your goals in the center, and it's with compassion and mindfulness, and it's not a war. You're not at war with food. We love food. So that's the center point of how we live.
Great section on vitamins and minerals. And, you know, one of the things that my wife and I do religiously is we always kind of incorporate the rainbow food idea. We're making beautiful colors on the plate. And if you do that, even without being thoughtful on nutrition, you're going to get nutrition whether you like it or not, because colorful food seems to fill that. What do you think are, you know, there's been a lot of questions about we should take vitamins and supplements, and then the other side is, no, you should eat the foods that have those because you're getting the best source and all the other benefits. What about some things? I know you've got a section in here with some herbs and spices, turmeric, ginger, things like that. We really can, with just a little bit of knowledge, have great nutrition using some of those items.
Absolutely. You know, I think supplements are really great for particular times in your life or when you have certain health needs. But if you're eating a well-rounded, well-balanced diet, you know, with those colors, like you said, with a plate of rainbow foods, you know, you may not need a supplement. I think where we go wrong is we rely on supplements to do the work for us. And I think we are so afraid of what that work looks like that it's easier sounding to just take the pill. But we actually, there's research around actually being able to use the nutrients in our food more easily and more readily. Our bodies use them more easily and more readily than the supplements sometimes. So it's a really great thing to have, but we call it a supplement because it can supplement. It can be this addition. It's not necessarily your like saving magic pill. So really a whole food, you know, minimally processed diet where you have colors on your plate, like you're off to a great start.
Well, I like it. And you put seasonality in here, which is so important, whether a farm to table enthusiast or we all have it, whether you admit to it or not, that our seasonality approach to food, even if it just means you like fatter, more carb-laden food in the winter and lighter salad-type things in the summer. 60 great recipes, and when I say great, they got all the fun stuff going on, they're from a nutritionist kitchen. That's what I think.
But again, you know, like I have a creamy Alfredo pasta recipe in here that I use with broccoli and kale. I don't know if you saw that, Guy, on page 135. Yeah. And I use cheese. We use butter. We use garlic. We use Parmesan. And we use cauliflower, which adds, with the addition of that butter and that Parmesan, it makes this really creamy sauce like an Alfredo. But it's not all cream and cheese. It's partly that, you know, so it's, again, we're not taking all the good stuff out. We're just bringing some mindfulness to our plates, and we're keeping those amazing flavors. Cause if food doesn't taste good, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
And you mentioned something that I love all kinds of vegetables. Cauliflower to me is so, you know, it's the redheaded stepchild of vegetables. And you let me put the three recipes that came out. If you sign up for your newsletter, and tangy Italian cauliflower salad with olives and capers. To me, this is like, you know, this is a meal. This could be the whole thing.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite recipes. You shave or slice really thinly your cauliflower, and you add all these olives with the brine and the red onions, the capers, more briny, salty yumminess. It's very Italian. It's very addicting. I'll be honest, I could eat probably the whole thing in one sitting. It's just really good, and it's really easy. It might take you 20 minutes at most to make, and it's loaded with nutrition. Loaded. One cup of raw cauliflower contains 73% of vitamin C you need in a day.
See?
One cup. And vitamin C is great for our immune systems and COVID. You think about all that going on. It's great.
Well, I love it. And when I first read that recipe, before I got to the bottom, I'm thinking, one medium cauliflower head, okay, you got to cut it up. And then I thought to myself, you know, I think I would cut it a little thicker, spray it with some olive oil, and put it on a roasting pan. And then lo and behold, at the bottom it says, roasted cauliflower works well as a substitute for raw. And, you know, there's so many things you can do to make it fit. And I think, again, the book has in the front section, I'm on page 61, when we talk about different aspects of the season. So you got spring, summer, autumn, and winter at the top, and then physiology, digestive, macronutrients, food groups, emotional, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, cooking techniques, and body movement, all tailored across the line there for those seasons. And then you go to the back to the seasonal meal planner. And to me, if everybody just picked, you know, one or two days a week to use your book, they'd be off to a great, healthy start for 2021.
And I love that approach, right? Like, we don't need to revolutionize everything overnight or even at all. Maybe we're just turning the dial up a notch. You know, we're just turning the volume up 1 degree so we can hear ourselves a little better. That's my goal.
And then, okay, sure, I didn't read the book cover to cover, but as you're talking and I just mentioned, you know, take 2 or 3 days out of the week, and then in the back you've got a 3-day seasonal summer meal plan. So that, I didn't see that until after you were talking, after I said that.
Oh, I love it. Well, I hope I made this intuitive. You know, like, nutrition can be really scary and intimidating, but I really tried to bring the humanity back into it and make this accessible, approachable guide.
Well, I think you did it. The Nutritionist Kitchen. You can't miss the cover if you find it in your local bookstore, because it is truly a rainbow of colors. Transform your diet and discover the healing power of whole foods. 60 great recipes and a lot of high-quality information to help you recover from the holidays or any days. What fun. And you're going to let me, the publisher's going to let me give away a copy of the book, too.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for doing that. Fun.
Well, and I got to tell folks, if you just want to see a little bit about the book, sure, go to CarlyKnowles.com or go to GoodLifeGuy.com and print out the three recipes that came out this month that are from the book. And, man, it's just, you'll love it. Thanks, Carly. Happy weekend.
Hey, thanks, Guy. Have a great one.
Yep. And, you know, keep me in mind. Just put a note somewhere when you get ready to write the second book.
I will. I'll be in touch for sure. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks, you need to call now. You want a copy of this book. You're looking for a chance to do something a little different in 2021. Maybe you've already given up your diet resolution. This book, if you just do once or twice a week, I think you'd come out way ahead. Call now. You know the drill. Caller number 5, Max Power, my partner in crime, will take your information down. The number 316-869-1330. Call now. Caller number 5. We'll give you a copy of the book.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.